For the first time in more than 50 years, the Yale Bulldogs have made it into the NCAA playoffs. The team just won its first playoff game against Baylor last night, but they're in the competition without their captain, Jack Montague. This week, Montague said he was expelled for allegations of sexual misconduct. His family and lawyer say the allegations are false. Montague's lawyer said his client plans to sue the school. Meanwhile, his teammates have been staging public shows of support for Montague, like wearing T-shirts with his nickname emblazoned on the back. That's led to anger from feminist activists on campus. Amber Jamieson is a politics reporter with The Guardian, who often writes about gender and sexuality issues. She's been following this story closely. I asked her what Montague says happened.
It was very unknown for weeks on why he had withdrawn from the university. His father had spoken publicly that he'd been expelled, but there'd been no word on why it had happened, despite much rumors on campus. And then this week, his lawyer released a statement acknowledging that it was to do with a sexual assault allegation, which was what the rumors were about. And the line is that he participated in sex without consent. So the word rape is not used. It's sex without consent. The allegation is that it was with a student he was in a relationship with in the fall of 2014. She had slept over a few times at his house. They had had sex consensually before. And then on one occasion, they engaged in sex that she says was not consensual and he says was consensual.
What's the feeling on campus? How are the students reacting to these allegations?
In many ways, it's not the allegations that have made people extremely upset. What has really angered people was the public support of the basketball captain or the former basketball captain by his teammates. You know, he had left and there was a few news reports saying that it was unknown why he had left. And then they wore these T-shirts on a nationally televised game. So a very clear show of very strong public support for their teammate. And this made people furious on campus. Then in the last few weeks, there had been posters appearing on campus accusing the basketball team of protecting a rapist. And I do want to make it clear, he was not accused formally of rape at all. And also saying, calling on the basketball team to stand with Yale women. And so there'd been this real fury from people that really aimed at the fact that people were standing so strongly in support. People were actually quite glad by the fact that a complaint was made. The complaint was heard by the university-wide committee on sexual assault. It ruled that he be expelled from Yale. There's last year, I think two students were expelled from Yale for sexual assault. This is not a super common occurrence. But then the fact that his teammates were speaking so publicly in support of him. A week and a half ago, they won the Ivy League championship against Columbia. And afterwards, you know, teammates were holding up four fingers as a sign for his number four that he wore, and speaking publicly, calling him their brother and saying he was still their captain to, you know, national media after the game. So really people sort of this, you know, real anger that the team was able to be so strongly in support of him when there had been all these rumors of sexual assault.
So this is really more about the team rather than the two individuals involved here.
Well, it's a national issue, sexual assault on campus. Obviously, you know, the basketball team is popular on campus. They're highly involved in social life there. He's a well-known guy. He's the captain. He's a senior. There is a certain amount of sort of power in that position. You know, what you'd see in the female activist groups on campus was that they really wanted the support of all of the fellow teammates of his to say, yes, we don't tolerate sexual assault.
And how is the school reacting to the lawsuit so far?
So far there is not a specific lawsuit yet. He's threatening to sue, and his lawyer has written that he will be suing. They won't make, since there's been no actual lawsuit made yet, they won't comment on that. The Yale has been very careful to not comment publicly on this story much, partly because of privacy laws, they aren't allowed to speak on disciplinary actions. When something involves a university-wide committee of sexual assault, which is who it was that ruled that Jack was to be expelled, you know, this is a five-person panel. There's an independent fact finder who writes a report based on evidence from both parties and evaluates that, and then that is questioned by the panel. that is supposed to be a very protected and confidential process. So, you know, when Montague's lawyer sent through the information saying the exact allegation, Yale won't sort of confirm or deny if that is actually correct, because, you know, they are very much sort of saying this is a private process and we won't speak about it. However, they did also note that expulsion is not a decision that is taken lightly, and Yale actually pointed out that only about 1 in 10 cases end in expulsion, and that it's actually quite rare to be expelled. So they really wanted to make it clear that if a student is expelled, it's only after very careful consideration, as they say, based on the facts and when appropriate. So they're very careful to point out that there has been a full due process with this, while Montague and his lawyer very much say that there was insufficient evidence and that it was unfair that he was, you know, given this rather what they consider harsh punishment.
I believe his lawyer is saying that what's happening now is a reaction to past allegations that the school has not handled sexual assaults properly.
Well, that's it. So Yale does have a bit of a rocky past when it comes to dealing with sexual assault on campus, like many college campuses across the country. It had to pay money for failing to properly report its sexual assault allegations from in the early 2000s. I think they had to pay $165,000 for underreporting sexual assaults. So it's had an issue in the past with handling it, and the college did say that it was actively trying to do better, but it does have a rocky history, and it's one of the reasons that Montague and his lawyer are arguing that, therefore, that he was used as this whipping boy, which is a pretty strong statement to make.
Has the person making the allegations against Montague come forward in any public way?
Absolutely not. I made contact with a person who I believe made the allegations, and when I reached out to them, I received a response from Yale saying that they will not be giving interviews. So they're obviously very aware of what's going on, and they have exercised their right not to speak to anybody about it. And part of one of the issues with this, and this is speculation on my behalf, is that if someone speaks publicly about the university-wide Committee of Sexual Assault process, that person can actually be at risk of disciplinary actions from Yale. The idea is to protect both sides, and so that no one can speak publicly about it and no information can come out about it. But it does also mean the sort of flip side of that is if a victim wants to come out and speak publicly about it, they actually are at risk of disciplinary actions from Yale. I have no idea if that is the reason that she does not want to speak, but that is a thing that does exist on campus, and other campus feminist writers have pointed out that this does make it harder for victims to speak publicly. And, you know, at the moment, Jack Montague is already being kicked out of Yale. He can't face any further disciplinary actions from Yale, so it's not a risk for him.
That was journalist Amber Jamieson. She spoke to us from The Guardian's newsroom in New York City.